This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow up.
You could go back to like high school and do something over. Ooh. One thing over that you made a mistake on in high school. What would it be?
Oh, I wouldn't pee myself in that tennis match.
Oh,
that was the most
my God
embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me.
What I would change is that I would have been there for that.
To yeah. See it. Yeah.
I'm going to go with that. That I would have been there to see Hugo Chevron pee in himself in a tennis match.
Don't
too.
Ever admit that again.
Well, I had a doubles partner too, so I had to tell him. I was like, please don't tell anyone that this has happened.
So you're okay.
He told everyone.
This is a first date follow up, and I really want to get to the date.
It was horrendous.
I just have so many questions about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to drive myself off with an air dryer in the bathroom. It was so
ew.
Ew,
that probably stuck really bad.
I won the match. I won the match.
Why did you pee again, your pants?
Well, I didn't mean to.
So why did you though pee again, your pants?
Because it was like juice. It was tied. And it was not my pee was a juice. The game was that juice.
So you were excited about the excitement of the game?
Yeah, and I had to stay,
the
yeah, had
just,
to stay in the moment.
Poop. You peed?
Yeah.
You couldn't help it and you couldn't stop it?
I couldn't stop it, no.
Well, I'm excited about getting to the first date follow-up, so much so that I'm peeing myself right now, English Evan. And Katie is on the phone. That didn't go at all like I expected it to. Katie is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. Thank you for your email. I'm sorry you're not getting a call back from Freddie is his name, right? What do you guys do for your date?
So I thought it was amazing. And, you know, high school, we never really spoke to each other. But now I feel like, I don't know, he's someone that I should have known or should have connected with a long time ago. But I feel like, you know, we just have a lot of things in common. And I could just see us hanging out and growing together. It's really interesting. But I wish we just would have spoke more in high school.
Yeah.
Maybe we would have had something.
You could have been married by now.
Had
kids.
Yeah, and they could have gone to the same high school, and you could have gone to watch them in the football games on Friday night wearing their jerseys.
Well, the tennis match.
So the date was good then, I'm guessing.
It was good, but I'm kicking myself for this now because, I don't know, my mind was somewhere else that day, and I forgot to take my anxiety medication, and I remember, like, in the middle of the date. So I'm thinking, oh my God, what do I do? And I just took it out right in front of him. Like, I have to take care of myself. And
right.
He was just kind of looking at me like, what's that for? And I told him the truth. I don't think it's a big deal, you know? And he was accepting of it at the time, I guess you could say. But I'm kind of worried now. Like, what if he's judging me? He thinks I'm some kind of like crazy lady who cannot control her emotions, which is not the case.
So. Yeah. If he's judging you because you took anti-anxiety medication because you deal with anxiety, then you don't want to date him anyway.
Yeah. Like, and you said he was accepting, though, in the moment, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And, yeah, we said we'd go out again. And, you know, he walked me to my car and we ended up kissing. And it was an incredible kiss. Probably, like,
ooh,
best one I've ever had.
What?
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Dang.
That's a good kiss. You've texted him and he hasn't responded at all.
No, I just can't get over it. It's just crickets. And I don't know, like, did I do something wrong? Because the date was really incredible. And I really wanted to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he gave you one of the best kisses of your life at the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can really like only go up from there, too. I mean, I better look it better each time.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can get it figured out and get your first date follow-up right after this, okay?
Okay, please be nice to him because I really do want this second date.
I can tell.
We do too.
If I had the best kiss of your life.
Yeah, you need another date.
Was it like heavy on the tongue? Like... Blah, 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 blah. Why don't we all have the best kiss of our lives right now?
Ready?
All of us.
All right.
One,
together.
Two, three.
You're talking over there. Do I have chills and not in a good way?
I have them in. You quit trying to blame me on that. You weirdo.
Alex.
You're so weird.
I have chills in the greatest way. That was an amazing kiss. Was that amazing for you, Katie? As good as the kiss you had on your first date?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a gentle, soft kiss. Not gross. Not
like that. All right, cool. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him. And
did she hang up? She
I don't know. Katie, are you still there?
We are so annoying sometimes.
Katie, are you still there?
Sorry.
Yes, I'm still here. Right,
don't go anywhere. We'll get your first date follow-up next. It's a Jubal Show. Katie is on the phone for her first date follow-up. She went out with a dude named Freddie that she actually knows from high school but matched with on Tinder. And she was excited to go out with him. They went out to like a bar, hung out. And she said the date was amazing. They laughed a lot. They connected a lot. And she ended the date with one of the best kisses in her entire life. We're about to call him and figure out why he's not calling her back, though, because it's been a week since she's heard from him. He literally has not responded to a single text. And she thinks it might be because in the middle of their date, she had to take her anxiety medication. So she took out, you know, pills, took her medication. And she thinks maybe the fact that she takes an anti-anxiety drug might make him She thinks that he might think that she's a nervous wreck.
Right.
Lots of he and she there. Sorry about that.
I think she thinks.
But is that a fair assessment of what happened, Katie?
Yeah, it is. I'm really wondering if he's going to think I'm a nervous wreck. And I'm not. I want to see him again.
Okay, well, we're going to dial this phone number right now and get him on the phone and see if we can get you another date.
Hello?
Hey there, smooches. How you doing?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is the Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
Mine's Alex.
Mine's English Evan.
And I'm Christian Grey Snow.
And it's a radio show, and we heard that you are a good kisser, Freddie.
Mm. I mean, I really get, like, I don't get, like, feedback, but I mean, like, I guess, am I winning, like, an award on a radio show for kissing? Because, I mean, I'll take it.
Freddie, we're calling you because we do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up, where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email about you from Katie. She told us all about your date. She also said that you gave her one of the best kisses of her entire life. And now you're not calling her back, and she doesn't know why, and that's why we're calling you.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of weird. Yeah, I mean, you guys are calling about we only went on like one date, so it's not, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
one date.
I feel kind of weird right now.
But you ghosted her, so we want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it was like we knew each other from high school. I don't know if you guys know that. Like, we were like in high school. And like when I matched with her on Tinder, I was like, oh my God, like, it's Katie. So it was kind of easy for me because like, well, I don't know her, but I like already know her.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like I was like, well, we'll keep it simple. Like go out to a bar. It was like, I think like part kind of like high school reunion.
She told us all of that stuff, like what you guys did.
Everything.
I guess you could say like, yeah, it was amazing. And you know, like I enjoyed the kiss too. You know, I really liked it.
Why are you calling her back? Did you not enjoy Katie?
And we're having a good time, and then I'm pretty sure she like popped a Molly like during the date right in front of me.
What?
And it's
are
like,
you serious?
Yeah, she pops a pill, and I mean, during the week, I get up in the morning. I mean, I don't know what she's doing at night, but that kind of threw me. That definitely threw me off. Towards like, I'm not that type of person.
What was she acting like afterwards?
She just got kind of like sweaty, a little fidgety, a little, you know, a little frantic. I don't know. I don't know what the terms are for that, you know, but like, I was just kind of like, this is Molly's not really my thing. Like, I'm not one of those people, I guess.
Like, how do you know if it's Molly, though?
Yeah.
I don't. Well, I mean, like, if you're in a bar and you're just going to pop a pill right there at the bar.
Well, do you know people have medication they take? Sure.
Yeah, it could be an ibuprofen.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to take, like, medication with alcohol.
Did you
bar.
Ask her?
You take that with a glass of water at home. Well, no, because that would have been, like, a really awkward conversation. Like, hey, are you doing illegal drugs at this bar right now?
I mean, it is weird, like, without any explanation. Like, yeah. Go do it in the bathroom if you're going to take something, right?
Right.
It doesn't matter what it is. Like, yeah. If you're not going to explain it, then...
Yeah, and I don't want, like, people to hear, and then, like, we get the cops called on us, and it's like, wow, great first date. Like, I better get a lawyer because I just got arrested for illegal drugs.
Okay, that's extensive.
Yeah, I don't think they would arrest you for her taking one of whatever it is.
Just an accomplice.
Yeah. Calm down.
You think she popped a Molly in the middle of your date because she took a pill and then started getting sweaty and fidgety?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for sharing. I mean, that's understandable. If I went out with someone and, like, all of a sudden that happened... I might be like, whoa, that's weird. I just wanted to meet up for a drink, and then Molly happened. Katie is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
I wasn't taking Molly.
What were you taking?
I was taking my anti-anxiety medication because, like, I needed it. I was going into almost a panic attack state, so I needed to calm down. And that's why I was so sweaty and fidgety.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. Like, I'm still shocked. Like, she heard our entire conversation.
Sorry,
quite shocking.
Yep, sorry. She's there now. Do you believe her that it was anti-anxiety medication and not Molly?
I think so. I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't remember her, like, running with, like, a weird drug crowd in high school. So, I mean, yeah. That makes. You should have just told me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, if you would have just been like, hey, it's my. You know, I'm a little, you know, I take this. I probably would have just been like, cool. Awesome. I don't really judge when it comes, you know, everybody's got stuff they're working through and, you know, mm-hmm. they need, you know, stuff to help them get through it. I'm not going to judge you.
Well, I didn't want to tell you, but my anti-anxiety medication is Molly.
No, okay. No, all right. No. I'm not going to lie. I feel really like, I apologize. Like, I feel so... dumb. You never know, like, people, like, you watch TV and, like, someone pops a pill at a bar, like, 90% of the time, like, it's like they're ready to have a good time, and I'm not, like, the coolest guy at the bar, so I mean, it was you know, I was like, oh wow, Katie's, like, really cool, like, look at that confidence. She's popping it back.
Really cool. Look at that confidence.
She's going all night. I don't think I can, wow. I think that was the part thing. It's like, I was afraid of the drugs, and part of me was like, I don't know if I can keep up with Katie's, like, extreme underground party side that she has.
Well, listen, you know, I was probably way more exciting and adventurous, let's just say, back in high school. That's not me now. I'm way too old to be having a good time like that. I'm like everybody else in 2022. To see my anti-anxiety meds.
Way too old to have a good time.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, number one, I'm sorry I didn't call you back because I was just under the impression that, you know, you had, like, a, you know, that lifestyle. And I apologize. And I would love to make it up to you if you'd like.
Freddie, I think you're going where I wanted to go with it, and let's do this together. Would you like to go on another date with Katie? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, I would love that.
Oh, nice!
Hey. Yay,
Katie, do you still want to go out with him?
Of course, yeah. I think that he realizes he was wrong. It sounds that way.
Well, congrats, guys.
Well, yeah, glad you're not a crackhead. That's awesome.
I didn't see it going this way at all.
Yeah, no.
And don't forget to bring two Molly for your next date.
Oh, my God.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.